next item is item number 18.
Authorize a contract with Jacobs Engineering Group, Inc. for professional services for the collection system main force evaluation project for $4,498,823.
Colleagues, as you know, Environmental Services manages both our stormwater and our sewer infrastructure. That includes about 2,500 miles of sewer pipe that transports wastewater to the city's wastewater treatment plant on Columbia Boulevard. Most of those pipes rely on gravity, but about 56 miles of the pipes are force mains, and we just discussed one. They are pressurized pipes that move wastewater and stormwater uphill towards the treatment plant. This ordinance would authorize Environmental Services to assess and analyze the condition and reliability of the city's force mains. Jeremiah Hess and Molly Knows McCord from the Environmental Services Bureau will help, will tell us a little bit more about this. Jeremiah and Molly, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon now.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm Jeremiah. To my left is Molly. I'd like to thank Paul for setting us up.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely. It was a good primer.
As the mayor mentioned, we have about 56 miles of force mains in the city that are used to convey wastewater from pump stations at lower elevations to higher elevations. The majority of them are 60 to 80 years old and have never been formally assessed for their condition. A lot of these have a high consequence of failure, such as crossing highways, freeways, railroads, environmental areas, rivers. And that also can, failure could also result in a basement backup. I mentioned that no formal or comprehensive assessment of the condition of this system has been performed, and that's what this contract is going to authorize.
What's in the photograph? What is that?
Yeah, so that is the picture of a tool being inserted into a force main at a pump station.
To do what? What's it do?
It's going to inspect the pipe for metal thickness measurements. It uses electromagnetics.
Ah, so those are like the nodes on the end of those?
That's right. There's sensors on the end of those yellow wands that use electromagnetics to scan the pipe wall and determine the metal thickness. And it's looking for, obviously, wall loss there, so like due to corrosion or something, which would be premature failure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's a good segue into the next bullet there. There's a lot of challenging logistics associated with these assessments, such as operational constraints. Most of these pipes can't be easily shut down for long periods of time because wastewater keeps flowing and we have to maintain service. For example, there's currently a pump station that's been out of service for approximately 3 months due to a force main failure, so they've had to bypass around that pump station, which is challenging, requires a lot of additional daily operations and maintenance staff to maintain that system, and costs incurred there. Additionally, access is challenging. Most pipes are buried and pressurized, and they can't be assessed in the same way as the majority of the gravity system. Jacobs and their team of sub-consultants possessed the sophisticated tools and associated data analysis capabilities. They're typically only offered by select service providers who specialize in water and wastewater infrastructure asset management. And this project ultimately meets the Bureau's goals of protecting public health, safety, and the environment. So what we're proposing to do is create a risk-based framework for the project that we will be able to utilize within the Bureau in the future after the project is completed. So the approach is a tiered condition assessment. Basically, this is a pretty common approach in the industry, and such in that you start in what we call a desktop analysis, and basically gathering the required information based on data, and then you progress in sophistication as far as the inspection technique. So the desktop analysis will tell us what data we need to collect and how much, what tools and methods we can use to collect the data, what software and data systems we need to have in place to store and access and utilize the data best to our advantages, and what sort of analyses we need to perform to make the best use of the data that we're being collected and using. And then we'll progress on to these different levels of inspection based on that desktop analysis, external inspections, basically looking at the outside of the pipe, applying non-destructive examination technologies, and then doing internal inspections, which is what we showed in the previous slide with that tool being inserted and what's being shown in this slide here, which, again, that's a little bit more challenging because of some of those constraints that I previously mentioned. So from that data information, we're going to then forecast the remaining useful life of these assets and develop informed maintenance, repair, and replacement strategies, and then establish the future funding requirements based on those proposed strategies. And that will include capital replacements likely and O&M, but the capital hopefully is sometime out.
What is our dedicated city employee doing in the top photograph?
Yeah, so what you see in the bottom photograph is what's called a smart ball, and that's a tool that is a highly sensitive acoustic sensor. And it's not what's not shown is it's usually encased in a foam ball that makes it buoyant, so it floats through the pipeline, potentially buoyant, so it's kind of centered. It's not rolling along the bottom of the pipeline, and it uses acoustics to gather leak and gas pocket information throughout the pipe. So that's what she is doing there. She is inserting the smart ball into a wastewater pipe at a pump station.
Well, first of all, I don't know her, but she is a great person, a great human being for being willing to do that. That looks like very difficult work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. So the schedule is 4 years for the project. That's primarily because a lot of this work has to be done off-peak seasons and when the flows are lowest. So there's constraints there with the weather and when we can actually do the work. And we have to have time to plan for those kind of conditions as well as in terms of the inspection requirements. The budget is $4.5 million, approximately, as we mentioned, for the contract. Of that, approximately $1.6 million is dedicated to subcontracted developing minority women and emerging small business firms, which is approximately 35% of the contract. I don't have the specific breakdown.
It's on page 28. It's on page 28 of the contract.
Correct.
Yeah, correct. So that's got the breakdown.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks. I don't have that on me, but but we can get that to you.
We've got it. Okay, great.
That's about it. Of that, the funds are available in the sewer system operating fund, and at this time, no additional resources or full-time employees are required to do this work.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions?
So thank you, Mayor. This may not be a question for you. It may be an OMF question, right? As I think about these capital projects that we start, like, so you're about to start this new capital project. You didn't say what your confidence level was in the dollar amount or whether or not you would be coming back after some initial assessment and wanting more money or needing more money to complete the task. So I guess my first question is that it? Is it really just gonna cost $4.5 million, or is that just the beginning of what it's gonna cost?
At this time, our confidence level is high in that estimate because we're just here to assess. We're not here to build or fix anything. So the scope that's been-
looking at it.
Correct, correct. Very clear on that. So the scope that we've identified has been well defined.
And I guess it will be an OMF question because clearly we have a lot of infrastructure needs in the city of Portland. And for me personally, I just don't know how all of these individual infrastructure projects actually fit into a big picture of what the city is doing for infrastructure improvements. It feels very piecemeal, and it feels like various bureaus have various projects where they're doing infrastructure improvements. I'm just concerned that we continue to say okay to infrastructure improvement projects without having a big picture look at where all the infrastructure improvements that we need, and then doing some kind of prioritizing about what we need to do first. There's no question that we need to do this, but just as an overall statement, I'm just really concerned that we do this very piecemeal.
So that's, Commissioner, that's different for the utilities. They do have a capital improvement plan that we approve that they are then able to budget for and prioritize.
So again, it's like in the overall, I appreciate that. Yeah, they've got their own budget, but...
And so then our interaction with that is when we approve the rates as part of the budget.
And I can't speak for all of the bureaus, but I know with water, sewer, and even PBOT, those dollars can't be moved across bureaus. They're coming from specific sources like utility rates, payers, and highway funds. So I know we've ramped up collaboration with BES in particular, between BES and PBOT, to make sure that we're taking advantage of any kind of cost savings or time savings to minimize disruption to the public. And we're not tearing up brand new roads. Thanks.
Great, thank you. Any further questions?
You.
Carl, any public testimony on this item?
No one else signed up.
Great, it was a great presentation.
Yes,
I appreciate it
thank
very
you.
Much. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you. And our next